From the central coast of California, across the nation, and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Turning, turning, spirit yearning, reaching for the night. Colors going, shadows growing, darkening the light. Ancient story told, renewed with the cold. Mystery of light burns into the night. Turning, turning, spirit yearning, reaching to the
solstice. I am Solazar, and this is Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, ever-expanding, ever-growing Radio Monterey, where we bring you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information they bring, so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Yes, it's Halloween, it's Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. Yeah, come as who you are. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. But as you choose, come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair, October 29th and 30th. Go ahead and sign up on the Rhoda Psychic Fair email list so you can be informed about our ongoing events as well as our partner events that are going on, such as Illuminati in North Carolina in 2 weeks, or the Litha Fair at the end of July, or the Virtual Psychic Fair, which is coming up again this weekend, one weekend of every month. Sit in your PJs at home with your cup of tea or coffee and call in and get your reading or listen to lectures. So go ahead and go to rhodapsychicfair.com so you can be on our email list. Well, we've made it to the 20th of June. It's our solstice. It's our full moon day, and we'll have more about that in a minute. But as you know, I love to start me with some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And at that time, he wanted us to know that what we thought about in the past, our past thoughts and actions, created our present reality. But they don't predict our future reality. We have the opportunity each and every day, every time we awaken, to create a new reality for the future. And in James Allen, Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved down into a little bit for each day of the month. And so let's start with yesterday, the 19th, where he said, good thoughts bear good fruit. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and to take root there produces its own blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstance. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. Essentially, we're manifesting what we plant inside of our own mind. So if what we're seeing manifests around us, we have to take a look at what our prominent thoughts are, what we're focusing on most, because those thoughts, when we plant them consciously, become our subconscious intentions. And for the 20th day of the month today, this fabulous solstice full moon day, it says, be blind to failure. He who cherishes a beautiful vision, a lofty ideal in his heart, will one day realize it. I just saw a beautiful quote that said, I realized when I was young I failed 9 times as much as I succeeded, so I did 9 times as much more work. So I think that that's the way to look at it, is say, what did we learn from the failure? Now get back on that horse and start trotting off. Yesterday, the Daily Word said, divine love works through all to bless and inspire. So as we go into this solstice, this reverent time of the year, this time when we're open to the creative manifesting energy of the sun at its highest power at any point in the year, when we have it coupled with a full moon, which gives us a laser focus of manifestation going forward, if we attach ourselves to it and we get clear on our focus. Remember, divine love works through all to bless and inspire. And for today, Daily Word says, my affirmative prayers unfailingly bless others. So take a look at what you're doing as service to yourself and service to others. And use that as your guidepost to saying, what are my gifts, what are my blessings, and what is my purpose here in life? Now, I'm going to come back to some of those themes later, but I want to get to our segment host. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light, and she is an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation, and she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to empower your personal vibration. She joins us with her unique Go With The Flow segments every Monday here on Good Vibrations Radio. Let's welcome Kirilani and Go With The Flow.
Oh, thank you, Solazar. And, you know, I was taking a look at the quarterly preview that we did with you and Joyce and I. And I was looking back to the card for June, because this has been, for many people, a bit of a wild ride this month. And you selected the Thunderbolt. And I thought, what a perfect card for what is mapping to people's experience. And for people who aren't familiar with the Osho Zen deck, the Thunderbolt card, traditionally in a tarot deck, is the Tower card, where you see people literally hurling themselves out of the building on fire, And so if you look around in your life this month, there is plenty of trauma and drama to get caught up in if that's where you choose to put your focus. But I think the quotes that Solazar shared from the Daily Word and from As a Man Thinketh for this week are so ultimately perfect, because we are in the last day of the emotional portion of the month and moving into that mental portion. So where we put our focus and our thoughts, that's where we are adding fuel to the fire, if there's a fire burning, or we're adding the nurturing, the nourishment, the fertilizer to those seeds, those good seeds, for the fruit that we are planting. So it's interesting to do a little checkpoint, because here we are, we only have how many days left? 20 days left of this month. 10 days. I wish we had 20. 10 days left in the creative cycle for the final year that culminates really this whole life up until this point. It is a year that's about integrating all those experiences. It is a year about graduating and saying, I am done with living my life in a limited way where I'm being held back inherently through my own doubts and fears and thoughts and limitations. I am willing to clear all those old things out. I'm willing to clear out the things that no longer serve me in my life. And I'm willing to plant those bold dreams. I'm willing to plant those seeds for the small things in my life that bring me joy and pleasure and happiness. I am willing to open up to live life in a different way. Those are the things that this year is asking from us. And this creative cycle, the first 6 months of the year, is very powerful. And here we are, not only in the very last few days of that creative cycle, but under the power of the transformational moon. So here we are on a spiritual year that's about transformation, in a moon cycle that's all about transformation. And from your survey of this year, taking a look at the types of things that have been coming up in your life, those are all the things your soul is asking you. Do you want to transform this? Do you want this aspect of your life or yourself or how the world is to be different? And if so, what would the new way look like? Just be willing to dream. Be willing to step out of the box of how things are today, to have the courage to say it could be different. And I may not even know how it can be different or exactly what it looks like, but if you could say, hey, it feels like this. I want to feel a little bit more freedom. I want to feel more expanded. I want life to be this grand adventure. Well, then you're on the right track, because June is all about that. It's about expansion and growth and freedom and adventure, living life from that point of every person who walks into it is a new opportunity. Every experience we have is a wonderful gift. It is about embracing change, because it's through change that that transformational process can occur. If we rigidly cling to the banks of the river, to the rock in the center of the river, and refuse to let go of how things are today, we will always be clinging to that rock, exhausting ourselves, and never taking the journey. So this is the month, this is the time. And it's our minds that like to cling to the rock. They want to have things be stable and have sameness and have routine and have things be predictable. But if we have the courage to just let go and trust and faith that the river is going to support us as we flow down that river, leading us to the new places that we said, I would like to experience more of this in my life. I would like to see what that feels like. I would like to see a world that is based on love. I would like to experience loving relationships in every area of my life. I would like to allow the light and the love that I am to shine uncensored out into the world. I would like to be of service. Whatever it is for you, the river, that floating down the river, leads you to that new place. So in this wonderful transformational moon, I don't know how many people went out last night, but oh my gosh, that moon was so beautiful. And it was up and out when the sun was still up and out. So you could stand between the sun and the moon, infused with light from both directions, and say, I am this being of light. I am this being of love. I am this being of truth. I am connected to the sun and the stars and the moon. They are in me and of me, and I am of them. And when we start realizing that and living from that place, creating from that place, expanding from that place, living our life as an adventure from that place, it becomes really fun. So whatever you're doing tonight, go out under that full moon. Maybe put a special crystal out there or a glass of water and soak up the moonlight and then drink that water as part of the power of honoring the light within you. Whatever it is to do that little sacred ceremony to make it special, to align with the height of the light for today. Today, as Solazar was saying, it's the longest day of the year, but I like to think of it as the height of the light, where we can simply let go and just connect with that light within us and say, I am willing to shine the height of my light in the world. And as we go through this coming week, there are just so many opportunities vibrationally. But if we realize going into a mental week of the month that our mind is where all those little limitations are stored away and activated in the moment when an event comes up, know that this is a week of tremendous opportunity for transformation, to let those limitations go, to allow yourself to be free at a level that you never have in this life. So if we take a look at some of the big days, because we've got a lot going on, let me get oriented here. We have June 23rd, which I guess is Thursday. Mark on your calendar that this is another one of these portals of new beginnings and unification points. You know, when we look at that one energy, it's all about realizing that I am consciousness, that I am connected to everything. I am one with the all. I am light. I am love. And anything that is not that is just an illusion. So opening to that and then planting our seeds, our dreams. You know, we have talked about this year of doing vision boards. Some people are doing that. Some people are writing in their journal. Some people are planting seeds in their garden. But now we're getting down to, hey, you got only a couple of days. So that day on Thursday is a great day to reinforce your seeds if you've already planted them, nourish them, water them, give them love, give them focus, give them attention. On June the 24th then, which is Friday, that is a beautiful day of kind of a wake-up call. It's asking for that energy of the Christ consciousness, the energy of that unification of coming together with your creative and manifesting energies to really liberate yourself, to open to the truth of who you are, to open to receiving new tools, new insights, because our left brain wants to know how to do things. It wants to have the tools to do things a different way. And if it can be in a state of saying, hey, I'm willing to lay down my old tools, I'm willing to lay down the sword, and I'm not going to go to battle anymore, but it's going to immediately say, but then give me a new tool. So maybe that new tool is a gift of, let's say, a sphere of light that would allow you to illuminate a situation and ask different questions so you can see it from all perspectives and come up with a more diplomatic way of approaching the situation, or come up with a win-win situation instead of going to battle, right? That's what the mind needs. It needs its new tools so it can say, yes, I'm willing to try to approach things differently, and I'll start working with these new tools and experiment, because June and July is all about experimentation. And when we do that, we expand our consciousness. And that's part of that transformation process. Lay down the old that doesn't work anymore, pick up the new, and try a new way of doing it. So then, starting on that day, the 24th, we have a three-day stair-step portal passage that takes that awakening, that wake-up call that it starts on the 24th, and expands it. And it's asking, our soul is asking us on that middle day, what is it that we want to transform in our life to be a more beautiful expression of unconditional inspiration, of that love and light and truth in the world. So realize that the energy is building, building, and then we reach the 26th, which is Sunday, big day. So it's bringing in the power of transformation, the power of the alchemist, of the architect of your life, along with this energy of huge, almost like recycling day, to liberate yourself from any of those false illusions, false limitations, false beliefs that keep you imprisoned, that your mind imprisons your heart. It causes punishment to your physical body. All those things, to just let them all go. And that's going to be, it's going to be a big week. It's going to be an intense week. So if there's things you can do now to lighten up your schedule of mundane activities, so you can focus more on using this transformational power to its fullest, for embodying that light that you are to the fullest, you will make great progress just in these next 7 days till we're together again. So Solazar, that is our some of the information on the Go With The Flow. Did you have some other things that you wanted to add to that, or any questions?
Well, one thing I recommend for people is that it doesn't work for everybody, but for some people, it's better to think of, instead of I like more love in my relationships, is to actually make it present. I have more love in my relationships. I have more abundance in my life. I have more happiness. I have more joy. So I think people need to play with their best way to do that. For some people, the I have doesn't work because their mind engages and they start getting into it. But I don't. And for those people, I think your recommendation of saying I want, or I like more love, or I like more this, is a good way to go. But for others, being declarative and being present sometimes adds more power to that type of an activity.
Well, that's an excellent point. And I wanted to key more on that. You know, sometimes the word want, that keys people into what they don't have, right?
Sure, because it's a lack. You're talking about a lack.
Yeah. So, but if you can connect with I desire, I have passion for, because when we engage our heart.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, when we engage our heart, that becomes a more powerful and more effective tool for creation than having it just come from our mind saying, well, I want this and I want that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right? And I was keen.
And
on.
I like your point of bringing it in the present moment of saying, okay.
I have.
In sales, you call it the presumptive close, you know. I have this in my life. I'm grateful for this in my life. I'm grateful for all the loving relationships in my life.
Sure. That's perfect, because then I think you're expanding the gratitude for loving relationships, which means you create more.
Yes. And, oh, sorry, I lost my thread. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're talking the presumptive close and saying, yeah, I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for that.
And the gratitude becomes like in a garden. It is like the fertilizer. It's saying, those are the things you're immediately telling the universe, I'll take some more of that, please.
And one of the things, you know, you talk about when you were talking especially about the Thunderbolt card and what people have been going through, what people need to remember, and I'll talk more about this because I know you're going to have to leave shortly, I'll talk more about this later, is that we're in this Neptune retrograde. And this Neptune retrograde in Pisces is creating all this tumult. And it's going to create this tumult going forward. And especially since Friday we had Saturn and Neptune in square, we've got a greater upheaval coming of things where the ground is not steady beneath our feet. And the best way to go with this is to consider, what do you do if you're on a roller board? You maintain your balance by shifting as the ground shifts or as the balance shifts. And so we can't force a balance. We have to go with the roll. We have to flow with it. And that's what's going on. It's going to continue certainly through this month, but the retrograde is going to be with us till November. So,
wow, it's going to be with us till November?
The Neptune retrograde, yes. Neptune retrograde in Pisces, yeah.
So it's going to keep pushing these things to the surface?
Yes.
Which in a 9 year is important, because if they come up to the surface, we can't be in a state of denial and delusion. It kind of makes you really look at it and say, okay, have I been avoiding this? What am I going to do to actually deal with it in an objective way? And that's really very complementary with a transformation that really needs to go on in our life this year.
Yeah, and keeping in mind the basic underlying premise of this retrograde, it's not the only thing, is taking a look at the illusions in our lives, the things that we thought were real that aren't, and that's our attitudes, it's our relationships, it's everything that we're doing, thinking, or believing. We have to look at that and say, that's not my reality. We don't have to say it's not my reality. We have to be sure it is our reality. And it's going to be, we're going to be challenged on all of this, everything about ourselves. So, and I think that that's a good thing. I shouldn't say that to scare people. It's a good thing. For instance, this weekend, as you know, Carrie, I went to Vegas for a workshop. I was supposed to have a workshop on Saturday and a workshop on Sunday. They were supposed to be 10 to 5. Well, I found out on Friday before I left that the 10 to 5 workshop on Saturday had been canceled, and it would be consolidated into the workshop on Sunday. So I went to a lecture Saturday night, and at the lecture Saturday night at 8:30 p.m., I found out that the workshop on Sunday had been moved to 5 p.m., which conflicted with my return time of my flight, and I couldn't be there on Monday. So I ended up doing the workshop till midnight Saturday night, just me, you know, and then left earlier on Monday. But what I'm saying is, it was a complete shift. The ground was never steady.
I don't think for anyone in June, the ground has been steady.
Exactly.
And you expect it to, and you're spending all your energy fighting the shifting sands, it's not going toward where it can be most productive. It's like, okay, in that situation then, what is that gift and opportunity? So here, someone could have blown up and thrown a temper tantrum, right? Going, well, I paid for this and I flew all the way out here. But instead, you ended up getting essentially a one-on-one private seminar that you wouldn't have gotten if you ended up on the other plan, right?
Yeah, and a follow-on invitation for some more private one-on-one lessons. So in essence, I've got a greater gift out of a smaller action. But again, like you said, it's that shifting grounds. We've got to roll with the shift and not try to keep it the way it was.
All right. Well, this is, I just want to wish everyone a wonderful week. Stop, breathe, You know, it's going really fast. Get outside, get your feet on the ground every now and then, because that'll help you kind of keep your center. But this is balance at speed, right? So make the most out of these next 7 days, and we'll be back together again next Monday.
Well, thank you, Kira. Thanks so much for joining us and for all that you've shared and all your time. And for those who may have missed some points, I just want to remind them that we play at 5 p.m. Pacific time today. So have a great day, have a great solstice, and have a great full moon. Well, Kira has left us, so we're going to go ahead and move into our next phase. So I hope you got that. And as I said, remember, 5 p.m. today, Pacific time, we'll go back through it. Now, I touched a little bit on with Kira while she was on about this Neptune retrograde. So I want to cover it again because it's so big and so insidious and sneaks up on us. And before I go into it, I want to remind you of what Willie Nelson said when he said, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." Because this is a time going forward when it's important that we're counting our blessings and not looking at lack and not looking at absence. We just can't do that. But Neptune is our planet. It's our altruism, our compassion, our mystery, our illusion, our mysticism, and even artistic creativity. So you may find yourself during this retrograde finding yourself more artistically driven to create. And a retrograde, as you know, turns the energy of that planet inward. It makes us go within to examine ourselves and everything, and our beliefs and our attitudes and our approaches and our actions and our thoughts. We just go in to look at it. In addition, Neptune is retrograde in the sign it rules, which is Pisces. Now, it went retrograde last Monday the 13th. Now, Pisces is the last sign in the 12-house zodiac, and it contains the energy of all the signs that preceded it, plus that extra energy of spirituality, mysticism, and sensitivity. It has a secret, clandestine energy, which goes into the unknown, our privacy, self-imposed imprisonment, self-sacrifice, and spirituality. So what does that mean? What that means is, as we go into this retrograde, we're also going to go through these periods of woe is me, I'm the victim, I'm the martyr, as we start churning up things that need to be cleared from our system. Now, with this retrograde of Neptune in Pisces, we'll feel as if everything is truly going backwards. Just when we stepped forward, we're going to find ourselves pulled back. Since so much of the energy is internal, we may not notice it externally at first, but our dreams will be alive. But as Kira and I were talking about before she left, there's just so many of these elements that are shifting around us. It's as if we're having a new experience than the experience that we expected. We're going to feel torn about some issues in our lives. We're going to feel especially torn in the areas of love and romance, our life and career directions, and those areas of our life that we're working to heal. If we've been working to heal an area of our life for most of our life, for 20 years or 5 years, 3 years or 6 months, we're going to feel a special pressure in those areas. We're more likely to think about what we need to do than doing anything, and that's fine. Don't volunteer, don't take on new projects, don't propose to people, don't get married, don't make major life decisions, don't try to do the next big project or task that you've been holding off. Wait until we get closer to Neptune going direct in November. Take small steps, nothing big, nothing life-changing, nothing earth-shattering. And when something new presents itself, it's better to let it sit for several weeks before taking action, then look at it again. For those who were listening earlier when I said I had went to Vegas for these double workshops this weekend, very special double workshops. And as it turned out, they kept shifting the time, and I ended up with a personal instruction period till midnight Saturday. And the only reason it ended then is because I couldn't make it any further. Gotcha. I just couldn't make it any further. And I think it was 2:30 before I was in bed anyway. But otherwise, it would have continued. But my point about that is then I was had this personal invitation to go to Phoenix to have more one-on-one time on the gentleman who was in Vegas doing that workshop. And I told him I couldn't do it right now. Now, that goes right to the heart of this. Even if I could do it right now, even if I said, hey, I can be there Saturday, which I could, I chose not to because it needs to sit. We need to make sure, I need to make sure that's the absolute right thing for me to do, and I need to do it in the right time. So when I said, don't do some of those things before November or before Neptune goes direct in November, what I'm really saying is let things, as I said, sit, marinate, take some time, come back, review them again, because the opportunity will be better at a later time for you. Don't jump on these things. So look at it again later. This is going to be a time of internal conflict. You're going to feel love and hate. You're going to feel want and disgust. You're going to feel those conflicting things coming up around the same issue. It's all part of the clearing process. Be kind and gentle with yourself. Never forget Ho'oponopono. I'm big on it. I do it every day. Never forget it. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Repeat that anytime these conflicts come up. If you're having anger towards someone who's not present with you, have that anger. Have it out, and then ho'oponopono yourself and allow yourself to forgive having those feelings, because we don't want to foster anger. We want to forgive ourselves so we can forgive the other person. This is not going to be a bad time. It's going to be a challenging time in the sense of our ability to flow. Now, also on Friday, because that kind of keyed things off leading into the solstice, Venus went into Cancer. And that Cancer is kind of like the perpetual mother, but Cancer is also a sign that can have some, Cancer is a sign that can have a little spite built into it. Cancer is not as positive as everybody wants to make. It can have some spite into it. It can have a lot of judgment built into it. And so we want to remember that when Venus went into Cancer, while it's a great mothering sign and we may feel mothered, we may find ourselves mothering others, that Cancer is also the sign of rejection, both rejection of others and self-rejection. And so we're going to have a conflict of our energy in our relationships. We need to find ourselves more cautious where money's concerned, where love is concerned, where possessions are concerned. And we might find ourselves more needy at the same time. That's where we want to be held. We want to be mothered. We're going to be a little more insecure in our relationships. It just is for a period. And when the crab enters your life, there's no stability. That's all there is to it. There's just no stability. Excuse me. So go ahead and allow yourself to feel that mothering. Venus can be a little superficial anyway when she chooses to be. So Venus in Cancer, it's not the time for the love of your life. It's really the time for loving your life. It's the time for finding the love within yourself, for yourself. Love will be a little strange right now because we're going to have the conflicts between the Neptune retrograde and the Venus in Cancer. And then also on Saturday, so that could be a strange energy floating around. Also on Friday, rather, Saturn in Sagittarius squared Neptune in Pisces. And that was, our get real Saturn demanding that Neptune shake the rocks out of their head. And the problem was, Neptune likes rocks. It's in the clouds. It's in the illusion. It likes the image. It likes the dream. It doesn't necessarily put its feet on the ground. And at the same time, because Neptune is saying, you need to be real here, and Neptune's saying, I need to dream, I need the illusion, I need the mysticism, I need the spirituality, I don't want to have to go make breakfast or drive the car to work. At the same time, we're going to feel less capable than usual. We might feel the structures in our lives are a little less dependable. And again, that's going to feed in that dependence and neediness of Venus in Cancer. So we all want to feel safe. We all want to feel loved. We all want to feel financially solvent. We all want to feel capable. And we all want to feel proud of our life in order to achieve things. And all of that is going to be on rocky ground right now. We're going to feel shortchanged. And the important thing to remember is, as you're feeling shortchanged, it ain't so. It's not real. It's just the appearance of reality. We keep losing our stream here for some reason, so give me a moment. So we keep losing the stream. I apologize to those who looked over and saw that. But remember, it isn't so when we feel those things. This is not a time, again, for radical change. It's not a time for any major life changes. But it's a perfect time for knowing you're being far too harsh on yourself and everyone else in your life. Wait for the fog to clear before making any moves. Don't go rushing into those conversations with people because you feel ready now that you have clarity. You don't. Write down the changes you believe you want to make. Let them sit there and marinate, as we said on the other ones. If you want or need more, if you feel you're wanting or needing more of something in your life, it's just the Saturn-Neptune square energy pushing through that Neptune retrograde. Shake it off. If you felt a little depressed over the weekend, that was natural. You're working out of that cycle now. And then, boom, we have our full moon today. But let's talk about our summer solstice, too. This is the sun entering in the planet of home, country, apple pie, and loving your mother. Again, it's Cancer. It's making all of us want to go out. This is a time for the celebration of the sun and the earth. It's the height of the power of the sun, which is going to begin reversing itself, going backward to less time in the sky after today. This is the greatest time of the creative fire and energy of that sun. Get out in nature. Go for a walk. Create a small solstice ceremony to welcome the height of the sun, the opening of summer. This is a time to get outside of ourselves. And in truth, if you get into nature, nature heals a lot of wounds that other things can't. A walk on the beach or in the woods is sometimes the only medicine needed to heal anything that we feel is ailing us. Now, since Cancer is the perpetual nature mother, it's a great time to connect with Mother Earth and the bounty she supplies through food, energy, our place to live. It's to remind us that we are all part and parcel of the connection to Mother Earth and all life in the world. And this may be enough to pull us out of any doldrums we may be feeling from the results of all the shifts that have been going on since last Monday. So go celebrate and just enjoy the being alive. Enjoy the fact that you have life. One of the things that I do every morning as part of my gratitude expression is start with something shared by Charlotte Tinker, who's a channel for Kuan Yin. And Charlotte always shares the affirmation of, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. I encourage you strongly to make that a part of your daily ritual. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And when something crops up, turn it into thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Now, as Kira had mentioned in her segment too, this morning on Pacific time, 4 a.m., we had our full moon. So it was beautiful last night, but it will also be beautiful tonight if you're able to see it. This is our full emotional expression transit. Now, Kira called it the transformational moon, but this moon rules our past, our subconscious, and our emotions. And when she shines full, we feel and remember all things related to our past, our subconscious, and our emotions. This can bring out the worst in us as we try to vent and release all our suppressed, pent-up anger and fear and resentment. Or again, going back to the other energy, or we need to martyr ourselves on the pyre of sympathy from our codependent supporters. Either way, a full moon can sometimes bring out the worst, and we find ourselves trying to vent and release all that is suppressed or oppressed within us. Because Sagittarius, this full moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is a hopeful sign. Sagittarius sees the rainbow after the storm and the light at the end of the tunnel. And the emotional purge may not be as heavy, but as it surfaces, remember, Ho'oponopono, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Allow the release and then cleanse it and clear it. The full moon is in a good place and a good time for us right now with everything going on. Now, the other part we have to remember is that Sagittarius has an absolute need to be direct, blunt, and to the point. So the Sagittarian energy in Sagittarius, they're known for speaking their mind before their mind has a chance to think about what they're going to say. So watch for arrows sent your way. Watch that you're not emptying your quiver of words at other people. And remember what Michael Chase shares from his School of Kindness. Am I being kind? Think that before you speak, especially with the energy for the rest of this week and month. Am I being kind? Is what I'm saying to the person coming from a place of kindness? This is not the time for judgment. This is not the time for expectations being imposed on others. This is the time for being kind in expression, so you don't have to spend a lot of time apologizing later, because the apologies may not be accepted. If you find yourself in group outings, this is not a time to talk about the other people and what they're doing wrong or what they don't understand or what they need to know or their political views. Any element challenged on this day, today, and tomorrow is likely to become larger than intended and carry wounds longer than needed. Am I being kind? Before you speak, am I being kind? And don't turn around, I am being kind, because they need to know this. Yeah, that's not being kind. Am I being kind? How everyone chooses to respond to us is up to them, just as how you choose to respond is up to you. But you now have the awareness to select, am I being kind, and express yourself from a kind, heartfelt, centered place instead of from a mental, judgment-directed place. Words hurt harder and longer than blows, and I am not advocating blows. All I'm saying, the wounds from the words are insidious because they can't be seen, and they keep coming back to that person. They keep becoming just like things inside of ourselves that we churn up and replay and have to work on clearing. Our words live forever inside that person. Am I being kind? Remember, everyone is experiencing the same energy, the same influences, and the same impacts you are. Just because they're not reacting as you're reacting doesn't mean they're not feeling it. Everyone is going through this energy. Even your doubting, non-believing friends who think astrology or the times or the cycles have no influence on them. They don't need to know, am I being kind? Always ask for apologies if you have to, but it's going to be much, much later before any apologies will be accepted. Am I being kind? Start with that as your mantra. Remember, enjoy the solstice and full moon as transformational times, as Kira was talking about, for shifting and changing those areas of your life where you want to see growth, improvement, or shift. Don't think of any change in terms of what's missing in your life. Only think of shifts and changes of what you want more of in your life. Remember, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. My life is full of creative, abundant love. Boom. Make sure you're positive, declarative, and direct. Don't say, I want more of. Don't ask for things in that way, as Kira and I were speaking about. Make sure, you know, ask for, I have more creative opportunities in my life. I have greater financial abundance in my life. I have loving and supportive relationships in my life. Always go with that positive declarative sense. This is a powerful time. And this is a powerful opportunity for all of us to shift our lives. Going back to the daily word that started, be blind to failure. He who cherishes a beautiful vision, a lofty ideal in his heart, will one day realize it. And divine works through all to bless and inspire. My affirmative prayers unfailingly bless others. Be heartfelt in your beliefs. Understand that no matter how heartfelt you are, there will be others around you who aren't heartfelt. There will be others around you who aren't expressing from a heart place. And the key is, doesn't matter what they're doing, express from a heartfelt place to them anyway. Be kind, be gentle, be forgiving, and mostly, be very forgiving and gentle to yourself and kind. Pablo Casals said, man has made many machines complex and cunning, but which of them indeed rivals the workings of the heart? This is the time to remember to live from your heart, to express from your heart, and to understand that when you do that, you also allow yourself to be vulnerable from your heart. That's a position of strength and not weakness. Not everyone can receive what you'll give. Not everyone will be open to receive from what you give. But remember that you are the highest expression of who you are. As the divine being, express your light. If others try to put out your light, don't allow them to put out your light. Just know they're not receiving your light. That's it for a very powerful day. And there's, to me, only one strong way of closing out this show. And that's with this little mantra from Olivia Newton-John called Magic. That's a reminder from Olivia Newton-John that as we go through this solstice, as we go through this full moon, as we go through this period of Neptune retrograde, bring your dreams alive to you by believing in the magic. Remember, we never truly heal anything until we first forgive. Forgive yourself, release yourself, be clear on your intentions, keep your focus, and remember, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Am I being kind? These are the affirmations and mantras for going forward. And always, Ho'oponopono. Now, Good Vibrations Radio will be back tomorrow with the interview of Gina Ross, and Wednesday at noon Pacific time, and a replay at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. This show will replay today at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And as always, we want you to take the information and find the way to adapt it to your life, find the way to make it work for you, and keep in mind that we're here to help you take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Each of us have different needs, but at the end of the day, we all want love, we all want security, we all want purpose, and we all want to feel fulfilled. Find the best way to shine your light in the world, express yourself, and be the true divine person that you were brought here to be. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Lazar. Many blessings on your continued journey. Namaste. And we'll talk to you again very soon.